What's that sound?
Phoebe Bevin Nicks, $50,000 secret sound. On the podcast.
I'm really stumped. Stuffing that up each and every time. I nailed it last week, but now I can't get the timing right. Hello, it's Aaron here. Tim Lee is back in his home studio. Welcome to the Secret Sound podcast. How are you, Tim?
I think your definition of nailed it is a bit different to my definition. I nailed it. Did you, Aaron?
No,
did you?
No.
All the podcast is still up on the Phoebe Bevin Nicks feed. Everyone can go back through and listen to the horrible timing of each and every single one.
Hey, big show. Oh, yeah, I can call this a show, can't I? Is that a bit?
It's a show. Shout out to the thousands of Melburnians listening to this. We got numbers from the Hit Network. More people are listening to this than other shows in our network. So I feel like, should we use this for contracts, anything else?
Yeah, I was going to say contract negotiations, but...
I was just going to say I do mobile DJing, so you can get me out for your wedding. I'll play your weddings. I do cashies as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What do you do? So now that you've got all these ears listening to you, anything that you want to get out?
I'm hype man for hire. So like if you need if you're feeling a little flat and you need someone to fat man scoop you up, like in fact, forget fat man scoop going, so like, I will say, Dave, you got it! You got it, Dave!
Your energy is plentiful. At the end of this podcast, there will be the clue that we have promised that you are not going to hear on the Fox. You will only hear this clue on this pod, and it's at the end.
How much does that help, do you think, Tim, to have not one but two clues handy when it's your turn to play the secret sound?
It's invaluable. So by the end of this pod, you'll have two clues. You'll have all the incorrect guesses from last week because you listened to the Friday episode and the couple from this week as well. It's almost like we're trying to give you the tools so you can win a life-changing $50,000.
And without further ado. Let's get stuck into those incorrect guesses from today. I've spelt her name incorrectly, so I'm going to give my best attempt at what I've tried to write here. Mecca from South Morang. Here is her guess with Phoebe Bevin Nicks this morning.
I think the secret sound is when you go to Bunnings and you're leaving, they have a hammer stamp. And so they stamp the receipt or they stamp kids' hands. And so it's the ink pad, when it pushes through and it stamps, it makes that clicking sound.
Yeah. Bunnings is the clue that's been given. So...
That is not the secret.
Oh, Marika, good guess, though.
Marika, I was close. Good guess there, Tim, do you think?
That is such a good guess. And by the way, Bunnings, anyone from Bunnings head office, if you are listening, replace the ink in those stamps because it's awful. So when my kids get their hands stamped, that ink will be everywhere, over their clothes, their face, inside the car. Get new ink, Bunnings. Come on.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that. I thought you were going to like, hey, Bunnings, if you're listening, hit me up with some vouchers. We could just give a few more shouts to Bunnings.
Still trying to get freebies and extra work. All right, so that was the 7 a.m. one. And then Phoebe Bevin Nicks play twice a day, so 7 and 9 a.m.
Alison from Pakenham, her guess was?
I think it's sliding a coin into a shopping trolley and clicking it in to unlock it.
But that is not the secret.
Oh, no.
Another good one, I reckon, there, Tim.
Two excellent guesses off the back of some pretty ordinary ones over the last couple of days.
I like that we've Oh, my God, I can't talk today.
You get paid to say words out of your mouth hole, don't you?
I love how we were steering clear from staplers and mouse clickers and all that sort of stuff. Ooh.
I'm not sure if you heard the Tim Lee experience between 12, between 9 and 12 today, Aaron Rich, but clicking a pen was one of the guesses with me. And heartbreakingly, attaching a hose, the plastic sound of attaching the hose. And like I said, it was in the podcast a couple of days ago, the Incorrect Guesses podcast.
So important to be listening to this podcast as we're going through all the incorrect answers and coming up real soon, a second clue. The only place you'll hear that clue is right here on this podcast. Today I had, what did I have? Oh, I had a really good one. I liked this one. It was taking the physical Bunnings gift card off the cardboard box. So you know how, like, well, not cardboard box, but like a cardboard paper type thing. You know how the you pick it up and it's usually like the FPOS card type gift card that's attached to the cardboard and you sort of click it off.
Oh, with that, like, that glue stuff that, okay, yeah.
No, that didn't excite you as much as it excited me.
Oh, no, it just, it sounds like it's a hard, plasticky, metally, I can't hear it being, unless it's the sound of the card clicking off the actual rack. I don't know, I'm clutching at straws here.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't as good as I thought. That's basically what you're saying. 7 a.m., that is your next chance to guess Fifi Fevernick's $50,000 secret sound. But I'm trying to look for a drum roll, but I don't have one ready, so I might just do this.
Oh, my God. You are sitting in the South Melbourne studios in front of $3.5 million of equipment. You can't type in the word drum roll. There's like 8 in there.
While I'm typing in drum roll, what is going on here? I can't find anything. Why am I finding a drum roll for, Tim? What's about to happen?
To build the tension. There's the short ones. There's like little ones. There's like a big 9-seconder in there as well.
There is literally nothing that says drum roll in the system.
You've got to go to the effects tab.
We went through this last time, didn't we?
It's a sound effect.
All right, it's loading, so just give it a minute.
By the time this goes out, it'll all be edited. It'll all sound slick. Hey, while that is loading, before people hear this exclusive podcast only clue, are we allowed to play the sound again on this pod? Or was that just yesterday?
That was just yesterday.
All right, cool. So make sure you listen to yesterday's pod if this is the first time you've experienced this.
But right now, the all-important second clue that is going to be a game changer if you're playing at 7 a.m. tomorrow with Fifi Fevernick and our secret sound. This could be what gets you very close to $50,000 tomorrow morning or this morning, whenever you're listening to this podcast. Here is the...
Worth it. Totally worth it,
right? Are you ready, Tim? Are you sitting down?
I've got no idea what this clue is, and my heart rate is actually elevated at the moment.
The second clue to Fifi Fevernick's $50,000 secret sound.
Oh, my God. You're doing that thing where you stretch it out. I've heard you do this in the afternoon.
All right, here it is, everybody. The clue is...
After this break.
Step aside, Eddie Maguire. where am I at now? I've lost it. All right. The clue is that will help you get $50,000 tomorrow morning or this morning when you play at 7 a.m. with Fifi Fevernick.
For the love of God, Aaron! What is it?
I love having this power. I love it. All of a sudden, I feel like I'm high on power right now. Okay, the clue is, here it is. All right, I'm not stuffing around anymore. We're there. The clue is. Okay, all right, now I'm really stuffing it. Okay, no more. The clue is waterproof. One word, obviously. Waterproof is the second clue to Fifi Fevernick's $50,000 secret sound. Thoughts, Tim?
Oh, God. I'm only thinking about the incorrect guesses that fall under that category, but obviously they're wrong. Waterproof.
Waterproof.
Bunnings.
Bunnings.
I still reckon it's something green. It's maybe the clicking of goggles. For like scuba diving.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm trying to think what's green that's underwater then. Again, not that we know. Tim and I are just literally, we don't know what the secret sound is. We're sort of spitballing ideas right now. Green underwater though, I struggle to think of anything.
Because they've got a pool section at Bunnings, don't they? You can get.
Or garden, I suppose.
No, I know for a fact they've got like creepy crawlies and they've got pool salts and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
There's an actual section devoted at Bunnings to underwater stuff.
Well, maybe that's your homework for when you play tomorrow at 7 a.m. with Fifi, Fev and Nick. The second clue is waterproof. The first one we've been rolling around the last couple of days is Bunnings. Bunnings waterproof. Maybe that's what helps someone. Maybe someone's listening to this and they've gone, oh my gosh, I'm not going to sleep now because I can't miss my turn to play tomorrow. They've got it. So if that's you, good luck. If it's not, keep thinking. Hopefully it helps. Bunnings and waterproof is the second clue to Fifi Fevernick's $50,000 secret sound. Good luck to you.
Hang on. I just wanted to say, just because it's Bunnings doesn't mean that it's something at Bunnings. That's what
that's
I meant
true.
By the green. Like,
that's true.
Think outside the box, and my brain is going at a million miles an hour, and hopefully we can give someone that winning feeling. Hopefully someone from maybe the Dandenongs who's in a particular spot of bother at the moment.
Actually, yeah, absolutely. Shout out to everyone on Mount Dandenong that is, in a bit of a tricky spot right now. Well, we'll be back tomorrow if the sound doesn't go off. Good luck to you if you're going to guess and win 50K.
Check out Tim Lee Oz on Instagram if you want me to play your wedding. Bye!
Aaron Rich if you need a hype man.